This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
When I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me to more than I can be.
For all, we understand that in the economy of the earth, there are a limited number of crowns. But in the economy of heaven, however, it's refreshingly different. Heavenly rewards are not limited to a chosen few, but to all those who have waited with love for Him to come again. The three-letter word all is a gem. The winner's circle isn't reserved for a handful of the elite, but for a heaven full of God's children. You would have your crown. I would have my crown. Everyone would have their crown. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8 says, "Now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing, a crown for all." God bless you.
Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. see if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us. And His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then, ask Him for forgiveness so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollabill.
Dear listener, you are welcome to the program Healthy You. This is the sixth part of the discussion on the topic Hepatitis B.
We are discussing Hepatitis B, and today we have here Dr. Mrs. Audrey Kelson and Bright Osei, all from Home Health Center. Okay, so let's talk more about the prevention. We've talked about vaccination extensively. What are the other ways of preventing hepatitis B?
The other ways are, if you know somebody has been infected with the virus, I think you have to check. If you're around the person, you have to also check whether you have been infected too. Yes. If not, then you undergo the vaccination.
Okay.
That is it. And we avoid body fluids contact.
Okay.
Yes. As much as possible.
Okay.
Another way of prevention is also sharing of sharp objects.
Okay.
Like blades and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And also people should be screened before blood transfusion is being given. Before you transfuse a blood, you should go through a thorough examination or laboratory investigations before it is being transfused or it is being used.
So on that note, I just want to find out when there's this mass blood donation exercise. I don't think at the venue they are able to test for all these diseases. When they take the blood, when they check your HB and it's normal, your weight and everything, and they take the blood, what happens?
Her B surface antigen is included in the test.
On the spot?
Yeah. Not on the spot, but as they are, I think it's part of the protocol they are supposed to follow to take the person's blood. Before you report at the place for the transfusion, if the team has already seen you, then they will make you know the number of tests you are supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you come, before you donate the blood,
they
have to check for that. Mm-hmm. If they don't check for that, I think that then it is safer to even... I mean, it's not going to be helpful. If I don't check somebody's blood and I take a whole volume, let's say 500 mils of blood, then practically that blood may be wasted because you can't transfuse that blood because it has been infected.
Yes.
So we can do the test before.
In fact, I had the impression that because they don't really do so much tests at the spots where blood donations are made, when they take the blood away, they go to do further tests on it before they store and administer. But with what you are saying, it means every test is supposed to be done before the blood is extracted.
Yes, please.
So in this case, what advice would you give a potential donor, one who probably walks to a place for blood donation? What should the person watch out to ensure that his or her blood is not taken and later gets discarded?
I believe that before the person donates blood, it is going to be safer for the individual who is donating the blood, and then the one who is going to receive the blood,
mm-hmm.
or the team that is going to take the blood for donation. Because if you don't test and you give it out and they discard the blood, they may not tell you, but there are protocols to follow for blood transfusion, mm-hmm. and there are some people who are in charge of that. So they ensure that all the people in the periphery follow these protocols. Mm-hmm. So I know Hep B
is part of it.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's look at how to help individuals at home who are already suffering from the diseases. I mean, this disease, right?
With people who know that they have the disease, we will encourage them to frequently visit the hospital. They should frequently visit the hospital, mm-hmm. and as much as possible avoid most of the herbal medications, because several times we've heard people saying that hepatitis B can be cured by herbal means, which is not possible.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage them to see their doctor often, and as much as possible, take in more fruits and vegetables.
Okay. Yeah. So what about one who has a very busy lifestyle? How does it affect the individual's health if he or she is positive?
You can have a busy...
Stress doesn't affect...
In medicine, mm-hmm. stress affects or worsens anything.
Okay.
Yes, so if...
So if you can educate us on that.
Okay. So if somebody has Hep B and doesn't have time, when it gets to a time that the disease brings that patient down,
mm-hmm.
then with all the stress and everything, I think it's worse than somebody who has Hep B and has time for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you break down, and because even under stress, your liver does many things to break down glucose or stored glucose, glycogen, to release more energy. So when you are stressing yourself, going up and down, then you are even worsening the work of the liver.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
And I must say that if you have Hep B, it's better than having Hep B with another disease or having Hep B with Hep C, mm-hmm. because it increases your risk of liver cancer.
Okay.
So comorbid conditions are not things that improve medical conditions.
Mm-hmm.
If you have one disease, definitely it's better than having that disease with more other diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you are saying that if one has that disease, the person should slow down?
Not slow down per se, but could live a normal lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But not the person shouldn't include anything that will worsen the disease.
When you say include anything?
That will worsen the disease. So mm-hmm. if you have a hepatitis B mm-hmm. infection, if you take drugs that will worsen the liver disease,
mm-hmm.
if you take alcohol,
mm-hmm.
if you go about having multiple partners, sexual partners, you are worsening your condition.
Mm-hmm.
It's not advisable at all.
Okay.
But that, the doctor can just tell you. The mm-hmm. doctor will not force you to choose whether to do it or not.
Okay.
Yes, it's only the doctor's right to tell you what can happen.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, right. What do you want to add to it before we go to our last words?
We are saying that those with the disease shouldn't stress themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who know that even at their workplace, they don't have even time to rest.
Mm-hmm.
After closing from work,
mm-hmm.
they will go out again to enjoy. Those things increase the risk of
You are telling me that people go to work and when they close, they go out to enjoy. You're enjoying. How can an enjoyment worsen a disease?
What I mean by this word is that people go out,
mm-hmm.
they're smoking, drinking.
Oh, okay, so that's the enjoyment we're referring to. Okay.
So we are encouraging them that. Especially those who know that they have the disease,
mm-hmm.
they should have enough rest even after work.
Okay.
And they should do more exercise and take more fruits and vegetables.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Then why don't you just advise them to become vegetarians? The way you are hammering fruits, vegetables.
Because we know that the fruits and vegetables always help the body to generate the enough energy, and also produces antibodies, vitamins to help the body.
Mm.
Yeah. So to fight infections, especially vitamins to fight infections.
Mm.
So we always advise that they take in more fruits and vegetables.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Doc.
Not only in hepatitis B.
In all diseases. Okay.
Especially lifelong disease or the chronic ones.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Today we have been doing this discussion with a medical officer from Pohung Health Center in the person of Dr. Dorothea Adofu Kisi, or also referred to as Dr. Mrs. Autry Kelson, and the disease control officer at Pohung Health Center in the person of Bright Osei. I have been your host, Bell Dollar Bill. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming. I hope we'll have you another time when we invite you for another discussion.
You have been listening to a discussion on the topic Hepatitis B. A continuation will be brought to you later. For any enquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Over the hills and everywhere.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Mountain that Jesus Christ was born.
While shepherds were watching their silent flocks by night,
behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Over the hills and everywhere.
Go tell it on the mountain
that Jesus Christ was born.
Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born.
And brought us God's salvation
that blessed Christmas morn.
Go tell it on the mountain,
over the hills and everywhere.
Go tell it on the mountain
that Jesus Christ was born.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Over the hills and everywhere.
Go tell it on the mountain
that Jesus Christ was born.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Jesus Christ was born.
On the portals, he's waiting and watching for you.
Beloved, welcome to Moment of Truth.
I am Stephen A. Fana, and this moment, I'm really moved by the word of God to have this wonderful and wonderful word of truth with you. I hope at the end you are going to be blessed. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word as we have come to hear thee. Speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. This lesson is captioned, "What is your purpose in life? Why am I in this world? And what is my mission and what is the focus of my life?" Have you ever asked yourself this question before? Have you ever asked or sat down to deliberate about your existence in this world? This question has given many people a burden, but if we rely on the word of God, we are going to know our purpose. It will serve as a chance and a benefit for us to live our life worthy to give glory to our Father. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it says, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." The Bible says, for once we are appointed to die. We only have one life to live on this earth. We have only one life to live. And there is a time to die, there is a time to be born. And therefore, as you are living on this earth, what is your purpose? We have many philosophies and many theories who say that there is reincarnation. But in the Bible, there is no reincarnation. Judgment follows after death. And judgment is what God will bring to all the nations in this world. Eternal life to those who, by their patience, continuance in doing good, seek for glory. As we live in this world, we have two destinies. We have two places to go. And ask yourself, where am I going? In Romans chapter 2, verse 7 to 9, gives a clear distinction of these two destinies. Jesus Christ has given us an eternal life. A place where there is glory, a place where there is honor and immortality. And also, Satan is offering us a place full of sorrow and indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish. Every soul will mourn. Every soul will cry. Every soul who found him or herself in the lake of fire will cry. So I want to ask, what is your purpose in life? Your purpose in life demonstrates where you are going. It shows where you are going. I want us to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10. "But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance." And what is that purpose? I want us to look at some popular people in the Bible who also have diverse purposes. Some purpose to be popular. For example, Absalom. Absalom, his purpose is to be popular. His goal is to be a politician. And his goal is to rule. Many among the rulers believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Absalom, because of his purpose to be a politician, did everything possible to overthrow his father, did everything possible to get what he wanted. But what was his end? Younger people are not immune. This generation, many people want to be rich. Their purpose and their goal is in their soul. The Bible cautions us, Absalom didn't end well. What is your purpose? The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be saved. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. Anyone who trusts in the Lord and puts the Lord in everything that he or she does shall be saved. That is why Jesus Christ came to save and to die and to redeem. Some purpose to be different. How do you tend to be different? In Philippians chapter 2 verse 3, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. For Jesus Christ thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but with humility he came to this world to die for I and you. The purpose of a Christian life is a life that is out of self, a selfless life, a life that seeks to serve the needs of others and seeks to elevate others more than ourselves. And that is the nature of Jesus Christ. Let us put on the cloth of righteousness and let us ask Him, Jesus Christ, to take absolute control of our life, that we will live a life that counts, a life full of meaning towards the good of others, that we will have a clean environment, that we will have a peaceful relationship with each other, that together we will grow, together we will help each other. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord help you to listen to our second part of this lesson. God bless you. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your word. Bless us and make your word known unto us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595. Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.